Okay, this is Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Linda is 82-year-old. Date of birth is 9/24/42. Today's, oh, what's today? 2/27/2025. This is an 82-year-old woman who lives in an apartment with her son named Mike, who's very involved in her care. She's originally from Louisiana. She used to work in the hospital setting, then worked in home health care, then worked at the NASA Sports Space Center as a scheduler for years, period, before she retired. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's divorced. She has two children. She has been hospitalized twice with congestive heart failure and pneumonia in the past 2 months. The patient's family have now decided against any further hospitalization and want patients to be taken care of at home under hospice and palliative care. She's obese. She has heart problems, hypertension, weakness, shortness of breath, atrial fibrillation. Most of her problems started about 2 to 3 years ago when she had a myocardial infarction. She spent almost a half a year in a hospital and rehab setting because of her myocardial infarction. She was given the option of defibrillator placement, but she declined. So put down heart problems, atrial fibrillation, obesity, shortness of breath, hypertension, and weakness, period. In the paragraph during the hospitalization, she also suffered a stroke. Because of that, she has trouble ambulating. She's ADL dependent on her son. She uses a diaper, but she still refuses to take some of her medication, i.e. Lasix, because it causes her to have issues with incontinence. Surgery includes pacemaker, an option for defibrillator placement, which she declined at this time. COVID and flu immunizations are up to date. Family history, myocardial infarction. Social as above, allergy none. Medication includes Coumadin 5 milligram once a day, Metoprolol 50 milligram once a day. The Coumadin is for atrial fibrillation, of course, period. Review of system, orthopnea, weakness, decreased activity, shortness of breath. She's not able to drive any longer. She's very weak. History of fatty liver, history of falls, lower extremity swelling, low ejection fraction, history of stroke, using a walker to get around, ADL dependency, and she has a bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Medication includes warfarin and metoprolol. She used to be on lisinopril and Coric, but she doesn't have her medication, since she's not able to get to the physician's office to get that filled. Blood pressure is 150 over 95, O2 sats 92%. The pulse is 56, heart positive, phone positive is 2, with ectopics, consistent with atrial fibrillation. Lungs, bronchi, and rouse, abdomen soft, cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with having a lesion. Lower extremity shows a 2+ pilo edema bilaterally. Assessment here, we have an 82-year-old woman with recent myocardial infarction, low ejection fraction, congestive heart failure, atherosclerotic heart disease, severe with a severe debility, fatty liver, weight loss. She's now chair-bound, decreased activity. She belongs in the American New York Heart Association stage 4 of heart failure. Class 4 of heart failure associated with weakness, orthopnea, lower extremity swelling, and shortness of breath at rest while talking. Because of her stroke, she's using a walker, ADL dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent. The family has decided against any further medical treatment, period. I would recommend starting patient back on Coric 3.25 once a day, 3.125 twice a day, and Lasix 40 milligram once a day to help with her swelling, period. In the paragraph, recommend INR on a regular basis since she's on warfarin, period. Overall prognosis is poor. Patient's son, Mike, wants to be involved in her care and every decision that's made regarding her treatment plans, period. Overall prognosis is poor for this woman. She meets the criteria for hospice and palliative care at home, especially since the family would like no further hospitalization and no further doctor's visits in the future. Thank you.